You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. My name is Trevin Dunn, and I am with the Asheville FM News Hour. And today we have two wonderful guests from Asheville Prison Books. Please introduce yourself individually and tell us a little bit about Asheville Prison Books.
Well, my name is Julie. Asheville Prison Books has been around for over 15 years. I've been involved for about 6 years. And we send free reading material to people who are incarcerated in North and South Carolina. That's our main activity.
My name is Lita, and I came to Asheville Prison Books about 5 months ago, just after I came to Asheville. I have friends who are in prison. I have friends who have gone in for civil disobedience, and it's something I've been drawn to, partly because of what goes on in the prisons, and just the thought of people being behind bars with no books.
Sure.
So that was my draw. I have the friends who have done civil disobedience. I was with a Catholic worker organization in California. I lived with an organization in Mexico. So really anything that hurts the poor calls out to me. Of course, prisons... The question of who's behind bars is it's pretty unequal. So this was a way to get involved here in Asheville, and it's been a good experience for me, and I enjoy it.
Cool. Very good.
And it's worth explaining kind of the background to the organization.
Absolutely.
As Lita was mentioning, you know, there's a lot of groups in the country that do work around prison solidarity and provide services to people who are in prison. But there's kind of a subset of that. You know, there's faith-based organizations and different things. I think Lita may have mentioned the American Friends Service Committee with the Quakers. There is a subset of those groups that have a grounding in anarchist or anti-authoritarian politics and ideology, and we're one of those projects. So I like to make that clear because our engagement is, you know, it is one that people come to for a lot of different personal reasons, but the history of the actual group and also its current iteration is one in which a lot of us identify as anarchists or anti-authoritarians of one stripe or another, one in which we see what we're doing as tied to living out values of solidarity with people who have been victimized by state repression, as well as engaging in like creating mutual aid networks, because the work that we're involved in and the world that we want to see is one that brings us into confrontation directly or indirectly with the state.
So do you want to talk a little bit about the system that is Asheville Prison Books and how it works? Do people bring books in? You have a library of books that you send out? Go ahead and explain how this all works.
So we work out of Downtown Books and News on 67 North Lexington. They let us use a room in the back, and we've stocked it with books.
Nice.
Books come in. Sometimes people donate. Sometimes we go out looking for books. We were a little bit thin a few months ago, and I made calls to libraries in the areas. I called some publishers, and
yeah,
we've gotten... Now we've got a good amount of books. We're always thin in a few areas. We can always use more art books, legal books, urban books. It's interesting what people ask for. So we reach out and we get books when we can. We can also get particular books from... we have a credit with Downtown Books and News. People donate and can leave a credit for us instead of taking that credit themselves. So inmates will write to us. We cover North and South Carolina. Inmates may write from other states, and then there are collectives in other parts of the country. We pass those on to them. They pass things to us that are for just North and South Carolina. And inmates will make requests. I think some other prison books groups will respond to or they'll just try and get books into the prisons in general. Here's a box of books. Religious groups may be trying to get in, for example, Bibles. I heard from one prisoner who said that the entire library there was Bibles and Harlequin romances. We respond to prisoner requests. And The letters can be touching. They can be off the wall. Mm-hmm. And the requests can be anything from, we heard that you send books, please send books, to very specific, requesting a particular author, a particular book. And we generally don't have that. We'll have, the easiest is when we get a genre. And the most fun is when it feels like something that you can, I think we're all kind of book nerds there. Aside from having a connection to the prisoners and what it might be like to be in prisoner, to be in prison, we have fun just sort of looking through the books. And it feels right trying to, when you hit the book, when somebody asks you for an autobiography of Frederick Douglass, say, and you find one.
Yeah.
Because we really, we have a random selection of books.
Of course.
But sometimes you can just hit it right on the head.
Yeah. It feels so good.
The Idiot's Guide to Public Speaking. But I found one the other day. Nice. He wanted that, and that's what he got. So we respond to the particular letters, and that's really the heart of what we do. And people behind bars, I think, a lot of times, the letters can be touching. People feel forgotten, and just sending them, it can be hard to be a pen pal, but sending them a book when it's what they wanted, it's great. And
it should be said that we're an all volunteer run project, and we're an all donation based project.
Seriously,
you know, and every dollar that we get through donations or benefits that we throw goes into postage. Basically, is our only.
Only expense. Yeah.
Right.
Beyond shoestring.
Right. We're very shoestring, which means that some tasks go undone. We can always use more volunteers for tasks. For example, we have a list of restrictions which prisons will accept which kinds of books.
True.
Some will take mainly soft cover or particular types.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like they can only be 2 inches thick and 5 inches long. I mean, can get really specific.
Right. And so we haven't updated our restrictions list in quite a while, because when people come in, it's all we can do to keep up with the letters that are coming in.
Yeah.
And then there are times that, because people in the community know that we're a collective of people who are, very aware of issues, all kinds of issues regarding the prison industrial complex and mass incarceration, people will every now and again reach out to us to do a workshop. That's something that we want to be doing more of. Yeah, we want to be a resource for the community, not just providing resources to folks who are incarcerated, but also being a resource kind of about facilitating a conversation about mass incarceration in our community.
Yeah. The education and awareness of what's going on.
Yeah,
it's very important.
Encourage people to reach out to us.
Yeah. And that's Asheville Prison Books. I mean, you guys have a website, Facebook, all the.
Yeah, we have a Facebook, and it's easy to search for Asheville Prison Books. We will have a website that'll be just kind of a basic, like, so you can donate.
Yeah.
But mostly we're so busy doing the work. We get 100 letters a month easily. About 100 letters a month. So it's everything we can do to, you know, open the letter, read it, pick the book. We have to package them up. We wrap them like little presents, you know.
Yeah.
We try to schedule a packaging party once in a while.
Sure. Anyone that would like to get involved, how would they get involved with you?
The best thing to do if you are a new volunteer, and we would love to have you, is to come to one of our weekly work days. So every Saturday, members of our collective are at the office at 67 North Lexington in downtown Books and News from 2 to 4 p.m. So Saturdays, 2 to 4. If you're new, we would love to meet you. Please, please come out and hang out with us and pack books.
Yeah. And if that time doesn't work for you, or if you want to check the schedule before you come down, you can email us at ashevilleprisonbooks@gmail.com. We can confirm that someone will be there that day. And if you just can't make Saturdays, there's a good chance somebody else will be in during the week, and you can come in at some other time. And I'd like to...
To Downtown Books and News.
To Downtown Books and News, yeah.
Okay. Our office is like in the back. If you kind of walk in and look confused and say, prison books. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Let's go back there. They know. Yeah.
And I want to say also, it's a great space. Like I said, we're a bunch of book nerds. We're always pulling books off the shelf and talking about them and high-fiving when we find just the right book. And it's Julie was talking about being a place to start conversations. A lot of times the conversation just starts there, just naturally, whether it's politics, prisons, how politics touches our lives, how our lives touch politics.
Yeah.
It all comes together. It's a really beautiful space.
Thank you all so much for coming into the studio. Thank you for being book nerds and really sharing that with people that are incarcerated and the public for that bridge, you know, between the two. So
we get a lot of requests, along with requests for books. We get requests for pen pals. Sadly, we can't fill all those requests. If anyone feels moved to have a correspondence with someone in prison, let us know. We've got people you can write to.
I want to see a world where there are no more prisons, and this project is connected to that vision. I hope that by people getting involved in prison books, that the understanding of why that is necessary will become more apparent to more and more people.
Very good. Cool. Well, thank you all for your work. It's very appreciated.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This was Trevin Dunn with the Asheville FM News Hour talking about Asheville Prison Books. AshevilleProsonBooks@gmail.com. They do have a volunteer from 2 to 4 on Saturdays. So thank you very much for coming in. 67 North Lexington Avenue, downtown Asheville, downtown Books and News, and Asheville Prison Books. Thanks all again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.